All right, so this is Igroq talking to GWA backstage. I'm filling the questionnaire for Bean. Bean's music questionnaire, and with 13 song questions where everything's made up in the points. I was mad. I feel like Drew Carey, I swear to you. Anyway, well, here we go. Number one is, what is my favorite song discovery of 2019? I don't have one. I barely look up songs as it is. Basically, I only listen to songs if I need to for mood changing, because I find music incredibly, like, it changes my mood really, really easily. So I go to stuff that sounds like or is my stuff that I know, but I don't really want to try new stuff, because it does strange things to my head and my emotions. Because I was going to talk about this in a later part of the questionnaire, but I might as well talk about it now, in which the fact that I have kind of a rare thing called auditory tactile synesthesia, and that basically means that I feel sounds. And what that means is that certain sounds are not appealing to me, whereas some sounds are really appealing. And when I say appealing, I don't mean, oh, I don't really like that. I mean that thing hurts when I listen to it. So, or that thing feels really good. So some sounds can actually have, I can derive almost ecstasy or sexual pleasure from it, whereas some others are, because they're like physical sensations that I can feel, right? Whereas some others are not so great. So I favor a lot of electronic music, because they're very deep sort of ambient soundscapes, whereas classical music, generally speaking, tends to put me to sleep, which is a little problematic because I'm a classical jazz singer. Anyway, so I don't have a favorite song discovery of 2019. I thought I did. I went to look it up. Nope, turns out I found out about it last year. Now it's coming up in the questionnaire anyway, so I guess you guys will have to listen to it. Number two, a song that reminds me of someone I'd rather forget about. So, in my last steady relationship, our song was Counting Stars by OneRepublic. And while I'd rather forget about her, I also don't really want to forget about the decisions that I made during that relationship and how it fucked up the relationship. So, you know. It is still within my mind. It's still on my mind, back of my mind. And this song really makes me think of her. Unfortunately, it was very popular at the time, and it still played on radio stations. So whenever I hear it, I just think of her. I'm gonna sing it anyway because I do like this song. It's the reason it was our song, and one of the reasons was that I like to sing it to her. So yeah, lately I've been losing sleep. Dreaming of all the things that we could be. And baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Then do. I see your love like a swinging vine. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. I don't think the world is sold. We're just doing what we're told. I feel something so wrong. Doing the right thing. And I feel something so right, doing the wrong thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie, but everything that kills me makes me feel alive. So, that relationship, those lyrics are really appropriate. Also, this is a song that I auditioned for X Factor for and didn't get in, because apparently my voice isn't rocky enough for them. Probably more precisely, my life wasn't quite dramatic enough for them, but that's changed now. Number three, a song that needs to be played loud. So this is an electronic song. I discovered it. This is a song that I thought I discovered this year, but turns out it was last year. And it's an electronic song called Running. The original singer is Melinda. It's a remix by Jivna, which I can't pronounce. JVNA. Jenna, I think, is how you actually pronounce it, but with the V. I'll try to sing it, but it's like, why can't you telling me you're saying I believe every damn word you say? I'm not sure. And the clouds gather so fast, wanted to rain down and fall, and I knew this world would last. I knew this world would last. Knew this world would
That's kind of me. I was trying to figure out how to do sort of electronic stuff with my voice, which didn't really work out. And number four, what is a song that makes me want to dance? So about my strange taste in music, there is this song. It is a remix of Hand Clap by Fits and the Tantrums, and it is a League of Legends remix because I am a giant League of Legends player and a bit of a nerd for League. Hell, that game's been in my life for like 6 years. Anyway, point is, it is a ridiculously danceable song to me. It's also got really, really, really weird lyrics if you're not familiar with the game and if you're not familiar with the character that's singing it. But basically, he took the remixer, the DJ, whatever you call him, he took all the voice lines, the voiceover lines from the character, and then he remixed them into the song. And the song is just incredibly danceable. So every time I hear it, I want to move. I'm not a very good dancer, but I want to move. It's like do 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 do. I do not fear death, only mediocrity. The marks I leave will last for eternity. You will fall before my divinity. Endless opportunity, the key to immortality. Do do. Being better than everyone else. Kneel before your god. Can you hear my fists? Each battle. Anyway, the point is, that's called Kneel Before Your God. It is the Hand Clap remix. It's just really, really catchy, damn it. Number five, a song to drive to. I have no idea, I don't drive. But yeah, I don't drive because I am absolutely horrible behind the wheel. But I guess if I did drive, I would be trying to drive to something that is really calm and relaxing and smooth because I get really tense behind the wheel. So I would like to listen to music that just keeps me calm and just easy and going with the flow. And there's a particular mix that I like to use. I think my second alternative might have been the La La Land soundtrack, but my first would be a playlist from Louis Luong on YouTube, and it's a jazz noir compilation, and the beginning song goes like this. Do 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 something like that. Number six, a song that makes me happy. Well, pretty much all songs do because I don't listen to songs that don't make me happy. I'm not talking about happy as in the joyful emotion. I mean, every song I listen to gives me, or choose to keep listening to, rather, gives me a certain sense of joy and a certain sense of enjoyment because, like I said, synesthesia. I like the songs that I listen to a lot. But I suppose a song that will definitely make me happier and does every single time is actually a bit, sorry, a little bit, this is a little bit narcissistic, but there's a song I wrote, that is literally about moving from sadness into happiness. And, in terms of the emotional change, the song itself is, sort of about that as well, lyrically. And basically, whenever I feel really down, if I sing that, my mood actually does change. So I'll sing it for you guys, and you can decide for yourself whether or not that's something that you find happy making as well. So it goes like this. I'm gonna catch a glimpse of sun. I'm gonna catch the newborn rainbow. I'm gonna catch a glimpse of blue in an endless overcast gray. And the rain falls down. It always rains when I'm around. It's a lovely day for rain. Climb the hills, I'm gone again. On the trail of a lifetime, following the smallest scent of change. The smallest scent of change. I'm gonna catch the winning ticket. I'm gonna catch the smallest grin. Like flowers bloom on the needle sharp cacti that let you in. And the rain falls down. And so on and so forth. Number seven, a song that makes me sad. Number seven, the song that makes me sad is actually Mad World. That's by Tears for Fears, but it's the Gary Jules cover. It is a song that never fails to make me feel absolutely fucking depressed, which is why I probably should have done this question first before the other one. But whatever. So this one. All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces. Bright and early are the daily races. Going nowhere, going nowhere. And the tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, no expression. Hide my head, I'm gonna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. So, Mad World and Hallelujah are my two favorite songs when I was growing up, and both never failed to make me really, really sad. Mad World I save pretty much for only when I'm feeling like almost actively suicidal, so I try not to sing it very much. Hallelujah, of course, I sing all the time. It was my gigging song for a very long time. A song that moves me forward, which I probably need at the moment, is a song called Don't Pay Them Any Mind. It is a remix and a collaboration between Madion and someone I can't remember. But it is just a really, really, really good, just a really, really good song. I'm sorry, I had a bit of an interruption by sort of like notification and stuff, and it's like, don't pay them any mind. You know this happens every time. Now don't you pay them any mind. Do 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 do. And it's part of a playlist that I listen to all the time. How does it work? Anyway, how does this even start? I can't remember, because the only thing I'm thinking of is the follow-up song, which is like, we got wasted all the time, and we chased it all night. Yeah, so moving on. That entire playlist is like 45 minutes long, really it's the first 20 minutes, and that playlist just moves me all the way forward. It's super, super good. Number 9, what is one of my favorite 70s songs and groups? Well, I grew up on The Carpenters, so I really love The Carpenters, and the song that I like the most from them is Starlight in Your Eyes, right? So it's like, that's not the name of the song, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like, so they sprinkled moonlight in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes of blue. Why do birds suddenly appear? Something like that. When you need, just like me, they long to be close to you. Something like that. Anyway. 10. A song that is a cover by another artist. Oh, I didn't actually prepare this one. A cover by another artist. I mean, I could just go for Hallelujah, I guess, and go for, like, Jeff Buckley or something. Because everybody covers it. But, like, and technically I've already done one, because Mad World was also a cover by Gary Jules. But I don't know. I do know. A song that is covered by another artist. Pentatonix. Covered a lot of fucking things. But my favorite song from them is actually, funnily enough, a mashup from when they were on the Sing Off. Which is Since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the first. Actually, no, not that one. I mean, I like pretty much all their songs. I've been a big fan since the Sing Off days for them. Real sad about Avi leaving. But like, I guess my favorite song from theirs that I listened to a lot when I first became like a fan of theirs. Well, okay, after Sing Off was over, is actually Dog Days Are Over. So it's a cover by Pentatonix from Dog Days Are Over, and it's like, can you hear the horses and hear the. So Bean will like this because this is basically a cover of Florence and the Machine, and I'm saying this because I can't remember the fucking tune. It's like, happiness hits her. Like a train on a track. Really hard because there's five separate things moving at the same time. Coming tight, turn. Stuck still, no turning back. She hid around corners and she hid under beds. She killed him with kisses, and from it she fled. The dark days are over, the dark days are done. Can you hear the horses? Here they come. Too high for me right now. Never wanted anything from you. Except everything you had, and what was left after that to run. Anyway, I'll do that again, and I've got more voice. Next song, a song from the year I was born. Now I prepared something. I am going to do a mashup of every song that I know the tune to from the top 100 singles of the year I was born, and I'm sure that all of you who lived through that year will know exactly which year it is, but you probably know how old I am anyway. So let's go with all the. Okay, shit, I don't know half the song or the tunes of this off the top of my head. Okay, number. I guess we start with number 13, ironically, which is, I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. I'm so sexy it hurts. I'm too sexy for my. No matter if you're black or white. Da 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 da. Da da da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da da do. Da 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 da. It don't matter if you're a lover, if you. It don't matter if you're black or white. Oh God, I do know this. I do know the tune to Smells Like Teen Spirit, but not off the top of my head right now. Bleh. Is this a real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, 'cause you're too legit to quit. Too legit to. Sorry, every time I sing that, I just think of like immediately after the mashup between him and Psy. So Gundam Style did not come out in 19 in the year I was born. So unfortunately, that's not gonna happen. Don't know half of these. Do not know half of these. Wait, Tale as Old as Time. That's not right. Surely, Song as Old as Rhyme. Oh, it is. Beauty and the Beast. I did not realize that was the same year as A Whole New World. A new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming. I really don't know half of these songs, honestly. Holy shoot. Okay, so I don't know any of the rest of the songs on this list. God damn. Wow. All right. That will be the number of songs. I've lost track of the questions list. And the questions list, the next one is a song that reminds me of myself. Don't have one. I wrote one. obviously, I would say obviously that song reminds me of myself because it's about me and I wrote it about myself. And it's on my EP, which is coming out whenever my audio engineer gets done with it. Honestly, it's getting to the point now where I'm thinking, do I even want to, maybe I just do my own stuff. Maybe I'll just get really good at song editing and sound editing on GWA and just mix my own stuff. It's just taking forever, and when it's done, the bill will be monstrous. Anyway, this is a song from my EP, whenever it's done. And it's called Rainstorm. My knee is still throbbing in a rainstorm. For my sins, I'm in pain, but the reminder's gone. In exile, I was holding my gun to my lips. No matter how fast I live the months, it's how it is. I'm standing still, I'm standing still under the gray noonday sun. And I'll save the chorus for when you guys hear the song on my EP. Number 13, a song by an artist with a voice that I love. Now that's really fucking hard, isn't it? Because every song I listen to that I like is an artist with a voice that I love. No. Calvin Harris, I guess, And I met you in the summer, when the heartbeat sounds, we fell in love. When leaves turned brown, you got it together, baby. As long as skies are blue, act so innocent now, but you'll lie so soon. And that is the end of my Beans questionnaire, the music questionnaire. I hope you all enjoyed yourself, and a reminder that I will be around all day, all week, posting GWA stuff for your pleasure and entertainment. Good night and good luck. I've always wanted to say that, really. Enjoy yourselves and take care of yourselves, and remember, somebody out there loves you, and that somebody is me. I would like to make an addendum to the music questionnaire about a song that I discovered this year that I completely fucking forgot about. And it's the entire score, or specifically two songs, from Into the Spider-Verse, which I only watched this year. So it's Sunflower, which is A Day. Ooh. Needless to say, I keep him in check. At my place, baby, on check. I took a big L, no, that helped. And then sideways party on tilt. Ooh, some things you can refuse. Gonna ride like you lose. Some things you wanna choose. And you left in the dust when I stuck by ya. You're a sunflower, baby, love would be too much. When you left in the dust and I stuck by ya. You're a sunflower. Baby, love a bit too much. May I just say that I thought that Gwen from that movie was really cute. Like, really, really cute. Anyway, so if you are a kind of tiny blonde girl, I really, really like you. Anyway, moving on. The other song from that movie, which I really loved, was What's Up Danger, which of course is from the almost, I think, the climax from that film, the just before the climax. So it's like 24 hours with a blindfold on. I don't know raps. What's up, danger? Said, don't be a stranger. There's that it's this mix of What's Up Danger and the orchestral score of the penultimate climax, and you can find it on YouTube, and it is glorious, and I love it so much. It has now joined the list of the four rap songs that I will actually listen to and actually search up to listen to. I really don't like rap very much. Not because I hate the lyrics, and I actually really admire a lot of the lyrics. I am a poet and a songwriter, and I really admire rappers' lyrics, but the actual sound of the thing is something that my synesthesia can't take. So I don't listen to much rap. Also, it makes it's like the default emotion for rap that I found that people listen to is like angry rap, and I don't need more anger in my life, thanks. So. Yeah, just out of interest, the four rap songs that I will listen to are What's Up Danger, Clint Eastwood by Gorillaz. I think also What's Up? Feel Good Inc. also by the Gorillaz, and the last one is Sky Has Fallen, Baby Drop That Ass Before It Crash. Ascension also by the Gorillaz. So basically, the three other rap songs I actually listen to are the Gorillaz, by the Gorillaz, and also oh I guess Five because that one's what is it Freestyler. And that's just from my childhood and stuff. But I wouldn't really look that up. But if it turns it on, not turns it on. If the radio turns on with it on the radio, I'm not going to turn off the radio. Basically, I'm actually going to sing along. Those are the five rap songs pretty much that I like. Everything else is a little bit like I'm a little iffy on it. Another song I discovered this year, just to make myself really confused and to make myself cry a lot, is ironically the song "Happier," from Bastille, and I got Sunflower and Bastille really confused with each other when it began. Like I thought they were like each other, so I thought Happier was Sunflower and Sunflower was Happier, and then I finally figured it out and I found a mashup and it was amazing and whatever. Yeah, so lately I've been thinking I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier when the morning comes. Since they become, it's all of the day I'm thinking. And only for a minute, I wanna change my mind, cause this just don't feel right to me. And that's it. Thank you very much for listening to this version of Grok Loves You Very Much, and totally forgot about some of the songs that he actually discovered this year.